RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And a pleasant good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fans in the Pro. Mike Haas along with Deuce McAllister on this day after Christmas. I hope everyone had a great, safe holiday. Of course, it's the holiday season as we roll right on through New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, the Sugar Bowl, and then we'll start talking about Mardi Gras pretty soon thereafter. With us is Mr. Deuce McAllister. How was your holiday, sir?
It was good. I mean, it was, what do we call it? Safe, clean, fun is always a good thing. So, tremendously blessed. What about yours, sir?
Yeah, it was good. Went over to the family. My wife's family all lives relatively close in very New Orleans-like fashion. Everybody's within like a 3 to 5 mile radius. And so it was good. And so, yeah, it was kind of quick and kind of back at it today and getting ready for Nashville. And I don't know if you've looked at it, but I'm pretty happy that the game is Sunday and not Monday.
Well, if you've looked at that part, then you know what's coming for New Orleans, not even Nashville. You know what's coming for New Orleans on basically Monday through, what, Friday,
yep,
roughly?
Going to be some cold. It's the beginning of a front. It's what we're used to.
Hey, so Mike, the doctors may not say it, but they're getting excited. The doctors are getting excited. They're like, hey, we got to get some preparation because we are finna get an influx of patients. Because guess why? We're walking around with sandals on yesterday and today. You got your shorts on. You know, you may have a light jacket or maybe some sleeves. But next week, my brother, you gonna have what? The Uggs ain't even in. What's the boots? What's the in boots now?
Yeah,
I don't even know the in boots.
I don't either.
I don't know them, but I know Uggs used to be the hot thing. But whatever the long boots are, that's what's gonna be in. You gonna have the long boots on. You may even have some of my Detroit family. They gonna have their winter coats on. I mean, they fur. It's gonna be fur, baby, and it's gonna be so cold next week. the doctors rubbing their hands. That's how I'll do it. They rubbing their hands because they know they're gonna see a ton of patients coming in because we can't help it. 70 degrees right now, and next week gonna be 25 or 30. Oh,
yep,
man,
that's the change in Nashville. So Sunday in Nashville for the Saints in Tennessee. There's a slight chance of rain, cloudy, 71 degrees. Might be a little breezy as the beginning of the front starts to come through. So 71 on Sunday, 34 is the high on Monday. The low of 22. So as that front pushes through, hopefully we'll be on out of Nashville by that point. But it'll be a little breezy because it always seems to come earlier than you kind of expect it, and you know might be a little breezy, but you have to wait and see. But that hopefully the rain will stay away because we've had enough. We don't play that many games outside, and we've already had like three,
three
rain games. That's like we're good.
three for sure. And then, you know, you get Atlanta with a dome. And so, like you said, we don't play a ton of outside games. And you get rain in three of them already. And it's like, man, what is going on? But, you know, you're just talking about Nashville weather. Tell me the New Orleans weather. I just want to hear you say it, those numbers.
It's going to be in the lows in the 30s at nighttime as the front comes through. In the 30s during the day, Monday and Tuesday will be the coldest. And then it'll slowly start to warm up. Now, warm up in my world and warm up in your world are two different things.
Yeah, my warm up, put plus 20 on right. top of what you thinking warm up is.
Right. And so it's going to be a cold week coming up in New Orleans, and hopefully not too big, because, you know, we got, you know, you're not in the studio as we speak, but when I was coming down here, there's a lot of people here. You know, they'd come here for New Year's, the holidays, and, you know, it's going to be a big time. So you don't want to be – I don't even need it too cold out there, that's for sure.
No, it's going to be cold, but that's what people just better understand and know. It's not just in New Orleans and different areas, really, in the South, like you said, as that front moves through. It'll start pushing through on Saturday night / Sunday, you know, just depending on what part of the South that you're in. But it's definitely going to be cold. So I just tell you, you better dress appropriately, because a lot of people that are going to be out because of New Year's, and you got a ton of people coming in for the Sugar Bowl. And, man, I know we got the fireworks show and we got all that going, but, man, I'm telling you, you better dress appropriately.
So on the show today, about 4:35, we'll talk LSU as they are getting ready to play Houston tomorrow in the Texas Bowl. We'll talk with Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com. And then at 5:25, we'll talk with Nick Suss, the Titans beat writer for the Tennessean. So that'll be at 5:25 as we get ready for the Titans and the Saints on Sunday in Nashville. And while I'm here, let me give a quick shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. And we've got back-to-back Pelicans games as well. The Pelicans and the Phoenix Suns tonight at 7 o'clock. And then they play again tomorrow night. So, and then home New York on Monday night. And then they will wrap up 2025, December 31st, New Year's Eve in Chicago. So they had their winning streak ended against Cleveland. So they are now 8-23. This will be a pretty strong test. Phoenix comes in, they're 16-13. And you get them back-to-back. And, you know, as you look at January, 6 home games against 10 road games. And so you got to make the most of, you know, you got a nice little streak going. You got to keep it going to finish 2025.
No, I agree, which I think, you know, one of the biggest things when you look at that schedule, it was, you know, I don't want to call it impossible, but playing Cleveland on a back-to-back in Cleveland, I don't know if you caught them on Sunday, but they, you know, ran into a kind of a buzzsaw there as well, that being the Knicks. Knicks get hot at the right time, but, I mean, Cleveland was up and down, really, in their play. But, you know, they just got the Saints. They got the Pelicans, got in or late, and, you know, you were competitive. But I think you talked about it. If the Pelicans can pull off a couple of, hey, three wins here, four wins here in a row, I think they can climb back into it because, man, you know, with some of the injuries and some of the question marks with a couple of teams just in the play-in position or spot, you know, I think that you can get into play, even play in, then, you know, you may get yourself even high enough where you may even host the game. And so, you know, you just got to continue to win. I think, you know, having a couple days off, and it'll be a big test. It'll be a big test to see how you handle, you know, Phoenix. And it seems like every time we play Devin Booker here close to home, he from the Gulf Coast over there, and he always puts up, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 on us, and not having Herb is going to be a challenge. But, you know, we'll see if we can slow him down. And, you know, I think it was last time we went out there, three-point shooter. He went off on us for about 30. Yeah, Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen went off on us about 30, where he has, if it wasn't a career-high night, it was close to it, and he torched us. So we need a little get-back from Phoenix.
Yeah, they lost. The Pelicans lost 121-98, and, you know, that's been kind of the difference in when you look at them winning, you know, as they have been, 143, 114, 133, 128, 119. and you start putting up those kind of numbers offensively, you're going to be in a lot more games. 98, and yeah, not going to do it.
Yeah, and I think another key metric was they were holding teams in that that win streak. They were holding teams under 115. And so if that's going to be the case, then obviously you got to have more than 98. And the other thing that's kind of helped them, and, you know, I'll be intrigued to see, we should be finding out here soon what that starting lineup looks. You know, I know that Zion and Poole have been coming off of the, you know, off of the bench, but do they insert one of those guys? Because Herb missed the last game and he's going to miss this one. So now do I put one of those guys in, and or you still want the production from the that second team unit, just because maybe you can space out from a minute standpoint? You know, it'll be intriguing, yeah, to see, hey, if we make a little change here, oh, okay, we don't have that five game streak going, we're going to make a little slight change, and you'll still finish for us, but you give us a little juice at the beginning of the game.
The starters against the Cleveland Cavaliers was Fears, Bryce McGowan's in place of Herb, Trey Murphy, Sadiq Bey, and Derek Queen, who came up with 21 points, 7 boards, 5 assists. He's been everything, you know, that you could want out of a rookie. Same thing with Jeremiah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, both of those guys have been really, really good, and, you know, we can fuss and complain about the trade with Atlanta, you know, on the unprotected pick, you know, but hey, if that pick ends up being 17 or 18, it's a fantastic move. But I mean, obviously, you know, they have to continue to win. If you're going to get it that low as far as a pick, at one point you're flirting with top three, you know. And so if that young man continues to play like he has and continues to put himself in the rookie of the year conversation, then it was well worth it. I mean, because now you're talking about a guy that, you know, would have been a top five pick next year, or whether that pick is a top five pick next year or whatever it may be, you know, the Pelicans kind of control that. And so, you know, we'll kind of see what they do from a construction of roster going forward. But, yeah, the other thing, you know, for tonight, immediately, what do they do from a starting lineup, you know, point? Just because, you know, I don't want you to overreact, but do you insert Poole? Do you insert Zion into that starting role? And, you know, Poole is dealing, I think, with the ankle issue. He's probable for tonight, but, you know, it gives you a pretty good, you know, punch off of the bench with that second unit as well.
We'll take a break. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, we'll talk LSU, Saints, of course, and the Titans, Pelicans. Sugar Bowl coming up next week. A lot coming your way. This is Fans in the Pro. Back after this here on WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back, fans in the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. In about 7 or 8 minutes, we'll be talking with Glenn West about LSU, the Saints situation from the injury standpoint as far as Saints-Titans. No real surprises, not great news. Brian Brzee out, Alvin Kamara out, tight ends Zaire Mitchell-Payton out, Cesar Ruiz out. The news is really that Foster Moreau, who's been battling back from that ACL, he went on IR, and Maliki Matavao, the tight end, seventh-round pick, was signed up to the active. Mason Tipton has been bothered by a groin. Same with Chris Olave. His is back. They are both questionable, as is Charlie Smith, your kicker, because he's sick. That just happened today, so I don't think that's going to be a problem because I'm not really sure what they would do from a kicking standpoint. We've been watching Foster just battle back from that ACL, and as soon as he got tackled, like to me, when he got tackled on the sideline in front of the Saints bench, it didn't you know, seem that bad to me, but you noticed right away that the way he got tackled was very hard.
Yeah, and it was probably a hip drop tackle. When you look at it, it has the mechanics of the hip drop tackle, and that's basically a defender throwing all of his weight on the ankles or the legs of the offensive player, and that's the play that they've tried to get out of the NFL. There was no flag thrown for it, but I could tell the way that he got up and how his leg, I'm hoping it's only high ankle sprain. I know there wasn't official, you know, something that was given to us, but I'm hoping it was just a high ankle sprain, or if it's not a high ankle, something similar to that. And what's unfortunate is, you know, it was the same situation for Foster last year, where it was what, last game of the year?
Yep.
Where he
week
gets
18.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets hurt, and now, you know, you're 2 games away or 2.5 games away from making it through this season, and, you know, you can't finish it out. Because I can tell you, no player wants to end on injured reserve. No player wants his season to end like that, particularly when you know that every game counts for you. You know, and I don't know if I'll get to play another season again. The one thing that you don't want to end on injured reserve, you know, and so if I'm going to go out, and this is, you know, I speak for most players, if I'm going to go out, I want to go out on my terms. I don't want to go out on your terms. And so I work too hard. They work too hard to see it finish like that. And so for Foster, it's unfortunate. I know he was kind of holding out hope that the Saints wouldn't need that roster spot, and, you know, he could try to get back out there on the field and try to, you know, see if he could finish the season. And I know that's the same thing for Alvin. I know that's the same thing for Brian. You know, I saw him. Look, I've had too many ACL injuries. I saw him doing the test out on the field. You know, and that's one where if you've had it, you kind of know what the doctor's looking for, what he's feeling for. And, you know, it was good for him to at least be able to walk off or limp off or however you want to say it. And if it was ACL, they would have already had kind of ruled him out and put him on injury reserve. So, you know, it's not that. And so for him, he's holding out hope that he can finish these next 2 games or at least come back, for one more game, at least against Atlanta, you know, because we know he's already ruled out for this one.
It's funny because I remember it's been a couple of years, maybe 2 or 3, I think, that this hip drop rule change has been in effect. And I can't remember it ever being called. It was one of these injury, penalties they're trying to get out, because exactly like you say, it's a play that typically injures the other player. But I can't even maybe help him. Have we set it up? We haven't. I don't recall talking about the hip drop as an actual penalty during a game.
Yeah, they've called it a few times, but not a lot. I mean, you'll get a letter, a FedEx, quicker than they will call it in a game, just because it's, I don't want to say it's hard, but it's just like the grabbing the collar of the jersey. You'll see that called a lot quicker, or did he get his hands all the way inside, or did he pull it? You'll see that call a lot quicker, and it's just going to take the official some time to see the mechanism of the tackle, because it's one you want definitely out of it, because it does hurt guys. I understand trying to tackle a guy, but you're going to hurt some guys by doing it. There has happened in the past, but you'll get a FedEx quicker, Mike, than and that FedEx is a fine, because you do get fined for it. But that FedEx, it'll come via the mail than maybe the penalty.
Wow. Interesting. All right, take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, fans of the Pro until 6 o'clock tonight. We'll kind of turn the gears over to the LSU Tigers, who play in the Texas Bowl tomorrow. We'll talk with Glenn West when we come back here on Fans of the Pro, WWL. Stick with us.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro, Mike Haas, as well as Deuce McAllister, and we're talking LSU against Houston in the Texas Bowl tomorrow night, 8:15 kickoff. 8:15 kickoff in Houston. And joining us now, Glenn West, senior writer at go247.com at Glenn West 21. Glenn, welcome to the show. You're on with Deuce and Haas.
Hey, Deuce and Haas, how are you guys? Thanks for having me.
We are well. Thank you very much. Same to you. Hope you had a good holidays. And so, LSU back-to-back at the Texas Bowl, so not the way that you wanted to finish. Last year they beat Baylor, but really this year it's been just so much different. Their last game was November 29th, and it's like, oh, yeah, there's a game, but it's been Frank Wilson, it's been Lane Kiffin, it's been the portal. There's so much going on that really haven't, that's beyond kind of the football game, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think you're definitely seeing one eye towards the football game and then maybe an extra couple eyes towards the future of the program and just what they're going to do in the transfer portal here next month. They're obviously going to be very aggressive with Lane Kiffin and this new staff. But we were able to talk with Frank Wilson a little bit today, and they are kind of treating this kind of as a last kind of battle cry for this previous era of LSU football. And they got a pretty good amount of players that have decided to play. With some of the opt-outs that they've had and some of the guys who are not playing because of injury, they still were able to retain a good portion of their young players to kind of go through the finish line here and get through this last game against Houston tomorrow. So should be an interesting one just to kind of see maybe what the future of LSU could look like with some of these returning players or potential returning players, I should say. But there's certainly a lot that I think you're going to be able to kind of move past from quickly with this game and move towards what the portal is going to look like for these guys.
Yeah, and I'm intrigued just to get your thoughts on. It's unique to say it in the least, just because Coach Kiffin has been around, he has been there, but you know, it's still Coach Frank Wilson kind of operating and leading in a sense. And so I just wanted to get your opinion on how involved Coach Kiffin has been, you know, even with, you know, just watching practice or, you know, from that standpoint, and just maybe a young guy trying to catch the eye of that potential staff, and, you know, just wanting to put some good film out there, just because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, a lot of times we think that scholarships are 4 years, as we know, it's a year-to-year basis type situation. And so you do want to put some good film on camera to be able to say, hey, look, you know, I am worthy of at least an opportunity or the conversation to be a part of what's going to happen going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. And Coach Kiffin has been around for quite a bit here over the last couple weeks, not only just trying to get himself assimilated with Baton Rouge, but getting to know some of the current players on this roster. They've really started to have some revved up meetings with some of these current players really over the last week to 10 days, just trying to see where each of these guys are at in terms of, do they want to return to the team, what that role could look like, do they want to enter the portal, and what opportunities could be available for them elsewhere. So, Coach Kiffin was, you know, watching a lot of the practices up until they left for Houston on the 24th. He's, I believe, out in California right now celebrating Christmas with his family. But he's been around the building, around the facility a lot, doing all the things that he needs to kind of get a good sense of what this current roster might look like for him next year, and then building, obviously, his board and his plan with Billy Glasscock, the new general manager, about just how they want to attack these different positions and just who those targets might be. But I think it also helps when you have kind of the defensive staff returning, you know, guys like Blake Baker and Kevin Peoples and, guys who have been around this program now for a couple of years. It'll certainly help them, I think, in the retention of their defensive players. Offensively, I think you're looking at a pretty massive overhaul for LSU, and that's exactly why you've paid Lane Kiffin the big bucks to come in here and get that side of the ball fixed very quickly. But defensively, they were able to retain a lot of those defensive staffers, and I think that's really going to help them as he continues to get to know a lot of these players, and he gets to know this region, he gets to know recruiting around here, and just how important that's going to be to his success. So he's taking all in the information right now, and I think he's going to be very much informed by the time this portal window opens about who and who will not be returning to their roster next year.
And the portal officially is January 2nd, so we're a week away from that. I was reading one of your more recent articles today, and there are expected to be about 10 players, at least right now, that we expect to be in that transfer portal. Roughly speaking, of those 10, were all those kind of, you know, more recent, or were some of these maybe before the Lane Kiffin decision or after? Are you trying to, you know, trying to sway some of these guys still?
Yeah, I think so. You know, a lot of these decisions that I think have been made over the last week to 10 days since Lane Kiffin got the job, and I think since he's kind of had an opportunity to evaluate the roster and talk to some of these players. But there certainly are a few that have entered the transfer portal that I think LSU would be open to bringing back if they were to kind of change their minds or have further conversation with this new staff. The freshman offensive lineman, Carius Kern, is one of those guys. He's, you know, a highly four-star rated recruit, played a lot as a true freshman, and you know, just I think is one of the highest rated players right now in the transfer portal or expected to enter the transfer portal. We know how much work this offensive line needs for LSU, and you certainly hate to lose young talent like that that's developing and that's evolving. And so if there's a way to maybe convince a guy like him to return, but you know, a lot of the guys that have entered this far to this point were kind of, you know, bench players, depth players, you know, guys who maybe saw the field here and there, but were not real crucial pieces to this roster this year, with the exception of Kern. I think he's probably the big one there that you don't like to see go into the portal, but also understand that it's just part of the business. And, you know, I would expect maybe a couple more to enter here before January 2nd. We just got a couple more updated today. Offensive lineman DJ Chester, who's been a multi-year player for LSU, and then safety JV and Toviano have also entered the portal, according to a number of different reports. So, you know, they're right around a dozen right now, I think, for portal entries. And so they've got to do a lot of really good work here over the next couple weeks to kind of rebuild up that depth and find some quality starting options, I think, going forward.
Yeah, and when you talk about just how teams, I just wanted to get your opinion, not necessarily just LSU, on how teams have adopted to the portal. And we know Coach Kiffin in the past, particularly at Ole Miss, he has built, you know, his team via the portal, and obviously high school as well. But, you know, more so immediate players from what they think guys that can step in and play have been via the portal. And just wanted to get your take on it. You know, as we know that, the more changes we're approaching, I guess, the second weekend now of the bowl or playoff series. And, you know, some of those players, a lot of those guys are portal players. Some are high school, but just get your opinion on that.
Yeah, no, there's definitely, I think, a changing of the guard here. You know, everything in recruiting used to be relationship based. And I just don't think that's the case anymore. I think there's playing opportunity, of course, that factors into it. But look, at the end of the day, I think a lot of the players that you see enter the portal, or at least a lot of the ones that are looking for other opportunities, are also doing it because of that NIL factor and just kind of what financial opportunities might be out there for them as players. And so I think that's a huge part to this. You know, Lane Kiffin has been a coach here over the last 4 or 5 years that has looked at the transfer portal very, very deeply and kind of come away, I think, with the overarching opinion that, you know, why take a risk on a, you know, 4 or 5 star player in high school that we haven't seen compete at this level, as opposed to maybe a 2 or 3 year starter in college who has all those built up statistics and has all that built up playing time and been in a college program. I think this is kind of at least what you're going to see at LSU here over the next several years. I think you're going to see a lot more leaning into the transfer portal, and I think that's just the way that Lane Kiffin has seemingly found a lot of his success here over the last 5 to 6 years. But I certainly also think that the recruiting base in Louisiana is something that can't be lost in the process if you're LSU from a high school perspective. There's just so much talent that comes out of the state year in, year out. It's what makes this job such an appealing one as opposed to some of the other ones really across the country, because there's just not much of a competition there with some of those high school players who grew up wanting to put on the purple and gold. So there's going to have to be more of a balance there, but I do think that at least from an LSU perspective, that the transfer portal is going to be something that is alive and well every year here under Lane Kiffin going forward.
And if you look old school, you know, they're playing a game in Houston. We know how well LSU likes to recruit the state of Texas and vice versa, yep, because it's two of the best football, you know, talent bases. What you know, can this game, if you, you know, what can they do and can't do as far as recruiting for this game?
Yeah, it's great for the recruiting base because there is a large faction of LSU recruiting in Houston and having a lot of success there. Even just as recently as this last year, they were able to recruit a guy, A.J. Halsey, from Houston from the transfer portal and get him over here to LSU. But look, I think from, you know, there's also a huge donor base, a huge fan base here in the Houston area for LSU. They've already sold out all of their, LSU allotted tickets for the Texas Bowl. So you'd expect it to be a pretty packed house in the NRG Stadium tomorrow. I think from a recruiting perspective, they're not allowed to have much interaction with some of these Texas recruits, but they can certainly host them, and certainly those recruits can certainly come to campus or come to the game on Saturday and watch this team from afar. But I don't think there's going to be much interaction between the coaches and some of these recruits that come in from Texas. So that's kind of the update there from a recruiting perspective.
Well, I surely appreciate it. We look forward to it, and thank you for the all the updates as well.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me.
No, thank you, Glenn. That's Glenn West, 247.com. Just checking all of his stuff. The Tigers, 8:15, going to be a late one for you. That much we know of, an 8:15 kickoff. So appreciate it. Be safe. So we'll be back after this. Take a quick break. Fans in the Pro, as we just finished talking with Glenn West, LSU, and Houston in the Texas Bowl tomorrow night. Take a break. Fans in the Pro, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, back after this here on WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back, fans of the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. It's the Saints against the Titans on Sunday in Nashville. And, you know, not surprisingly, you got a 5-10 team and a 3-12 team that statistically, they mirror each other in a lot of ways. Both teams started 0-4. Both teams started 1-5. Both teams lost their next four. Now, the Saints stopped that streak and had a victory. Tennessee kept it going. And by the way, Tennessee fired their coach at 1-5. And so, but really, if you look at the last month or so, the Saints have won three straight. Tennessee's won two of their last three games with the number one pick overall, Cam Ward at quarterback. So you have the number one against the 40th overall pick being Tyler Shuck. And so it's interesting to see these two teams. You know, when you look at Tennessee, they did exactly. They said, Cam's the number one pick overall. You're getting in there. Go get him. And took a beating, really. I mean, he's got 51 sacks. 48 came in the first 12 games. 3 in the last 3 games, right? So it feels like in the last 3 games, he's got 6 touchdowns in the last 3. 1 pick. It's kind of the two methodologies of kind of, quarterback, and the difference being you get the number one pick overall, that cat's playing, right?
He's playing, but I sure wish, and this is just from an observation standpoint, I wish he had a gotten, I don't know if it was 8 games, but I wish he had a gotten 1, the head coach to be with him the complete year, but 2, to be able to sit for a couple of games and to watch it. It's always tough to get thrown into the fire, particularly if you're the number one overall pick, because very, very few times has it been a situation where you go in the number one pick and you have multiple weapons on the outside. You have an offensive line that is already established, so you don't get beat up. Normally you come in and you get beat up, and the guy, it takes him 2 or 3 years to kind of recover from it because he's gun shy. We hope that's not the case with Cam Ward. We already have seen one interesting thing as far as the head coaching, change, and that's never good from a development standpoint. And so we'll just kind of watch it and see how he kind of continues to develop and what kind of weapons they put around him. I mean, because here's the thing, Mike. We know with the new stadium coming, they expect the Super Bowl at some point, correct?
That's true. That's typically the case with the NFL new stadium, Super Bowl, in some future year.
Yeah, and so not to say that they're going to be hosting, but you want to be at least in the position to say, man, we're in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. We can be, one of the first teams to ever play in your own city, yada, 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 as far as the Super Bowl is in. But, normally when you get that number one pick, it doesn't bode well, because it normally means that you got a lot of things that you got to fix on the team. And the way that it's trending right now for the Titans, they may be in the running for, what, top 10 at worst?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe top 5?
Yeah. 3-12.
Top 10 at, Yeah, top ten at worst, maybe top five pick, and so they think that they have their quarterback of the future. So now, you know, and I don't know what the biggest need is for them, and you know, I think a lot of it will be determined by head coach and general manager what they feel like the biggest needs. But we know one superstar on the other side of the football is Simmons.
Yep.
I mean, and he is all over the football field. Got to meet him when he was in high school. Got to know Jeffrey and, you know, some of the things that he's been able to do up there in Tennessee. And, you know, some people felt like that he wanted out or, you know, let's trade him and get some assets just because maybe the window doesn't match. You know, I can see some of that. But if I'm trading him, Mike, at minimal, it better be a one, possibly a two, or at worst, a one and a three. And I'm probably going to want some type of player back as well. He's that good.
Yeah, Mississippi State. It's in his seventh year. So he's from LaSalle Parish, and it's where he was born. And I had to look this one up, but I knew I was talking to you, so I knew it'd be good. Is it Knoxubee?
Knoxby. Knoxby County.
Yeah, Knoxby County High School in Mississippi is where, and then he went to Mississippi State. But, man, 9 sacks. Last week he had a safety and 2 batted down passes in the first half. I mean, he's just a beast.
He's a beast, and then guess what he does? He's like Bink was for us offensively. He lines up in their goal line package and even some of their short yardage package, and they throw it to him. They will throw it to him, and so he's not just a fullback. He'll line up at the H or the move tight end guy, but they will throw him the football. They're trying to make it and keep it fun for that team, and you know he's a piece that, hey, keeps it fun for him, but he's a tremendous, tremendous athlete, and so he's going to be a problem for us offensively because he moves all over. You're not going to just see him at a nose or the three tackle, three technique. He'll move all over.
And we'll talk more about the Saints and the Titans. Let's talk about their running game. Tyjae Spears, of course, and Ponchatoula. Tony Pollard, who was with Kellen Moore. So that's coming up in our 5 o'clock hour when we talk to Nick Suss. He's the Titans beat writer for the Tennessean. Got another hour coming your way as we get ready for the Sugar Bowl, the Pelicans tonight, Saints on Sunday. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, this is Fans in a Pro. Back after this, the news is next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.